It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Beniga. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Beniga, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How you doing, Josh?
Doing all right. How was your weekend?
Well, pretty good. Just went down to Canby, emceed a sportsman event down there on Saturday night. Boy, they had 500 people down there.
That's a lot of sportsmen.
Everybody's anxious to get out and party again after a couple of years of no big events,
I think. So. Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's good to see.
Yep.
But how about you? Anything exciting?
No, stayed at home, stayed around the house, didn't do much.
Okay, well, that's good sometimes.
Yep, grilled some bratwurst on Saturday, that was good, and did some burgers on my flat top griddle, that was really good too.
So how's the week coming up now? Are you going to be busy?
I am going to be out of the office tomorrow for training in Spicer. You know, we have to get annual continuing education credits, and we're getting a bunch of them tomorrow in Spicer.
Spicer is nicer, they say, you know?
Yes.
Okay.
And then Thursday, I'll be out of the office, be at that career fair at the Lacaparral Valley School.
Yes, I'll be out there as well. So hoping to see a lot of people come out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Check out what job opportunities and things there are around the area. So.
Yep, the county's going to have a couple of tables there and talk about different employment opportunities and things available. And
very good. Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about, before we talk about something, let's salute a veteran, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting Machinist Mate 3rd Class Paul Henry Knorr. Paul was born on September 25th, 1934, here in Madison, passed away on December 24th, 2012. He entered active duty in the United States Navy on May 29th, 1952, was honorably discharged a little over 3 years later on September 21st, 1955, in San Francisco, California. He was a deck engineer with USS General A.E. Anderson, which was a troop transport ship. He spent 2 years and 6 months overseas in foreign service, and he worked on a troop transport ship, and he received a Korea Service Medal, which means he was bringing troops over to Korea during the Korean conflict. Some other medals and ribbons that he earned besides the Korea Service Medal is the United Nations Service Medal, the China Service Medal, the Good Conduct Medal, and the National Defense Service Medal. So we thank you, Paul, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to the vets.
Every day is Veterans Day in my office.
Well, apparently the VA has approved the new St. Cloud Vets Center outstation, and you're going to tell us about that.
Yeah, it's in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. There was a joint press release came out on March 28th announcing a satellite location for veteran counseling services. It's to be opened in St. Cloud in 2 years, in 2024. Department of Veterans Affairs plans to create a Vet Center outstation in St. Cloud, Minnesota, providing confidential counseling for eligible veterans and service members, including members of the National Guard and Reserves and their families. There are community-based satellites in leased spaces where at least one full-time counselor can provide services at no cost to the veteran or service member. These convenient locations are equipped with rooms for individual and group counseling, a reception area, facilities, staff break room, you know, typical office setting. Services and staffing levels can adjust and expand as community demand increases. A Vet Center outstation complements 300 physical vet centers across the United States. In every state and territory, providing individual, group, couples, and family counseling and referral services to other VA or community resources. Steve Lieberman, MD, he's the VA's Deputy Undersecretary for Health, performing the delegable duties. Says veterans and service members trust in vet centers to provide connection, confidential counseling, and community, and have been positively impacted by these services. We remain committed to ensure these life-changing services are convenient and accessible. In partnership with Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs Commissioner Larry Herkey, Minnesota's Commander's Task Force, and other veterans organizations, VA determined an outstation in St. Cloud would address service gaps to respond to the needs of Minnesota veterans. And Governor Tim Walz says, as a veteran, I recognize the obligation we have as a state and country to deliver on the benefits our veterans have earned, including mental health care when they come home. This new Vet Center outstation reflects our strong commitment to expanding services to veterans here in Minnesota. There's currently three Vet Centers in Minnesota, Anoka, Duluth, and St. Paul, and there's additional points of access through the Mobile Vet Center, in the which is a converted Winnebago RV. In 2010, I had them out for the Lac Parle County Fair, and that was pretty interesting to see. It was brand new at the time, and I've ridden in it on the LTD ride, and I know the person who drives it is Neil Krenz. He served locally here in the National Guard and deployed in 2004 and 5 with the boys around here. And I know they do good things. The Anoka Vet Center, which will oversee the St. Cloud Vet Center outstation, includes the nine counties across over 7,000 square miles that the outstation will support. Dedicating permanent space and staffing to the St. Cloud community will reduce time or distance barriers for veteran service members and their families. So there's a lot of vet center locations, on the east side of the state, but not so much in the west. So hopefully the St. Cloud Vet Center will be a nice welcome fit. VA is targeting a spring 2024 opening, giving procurement milestones, including 12 to 18 months to award a lease and an additional 6 to 8 months for build-out. Those looking to connect to Vet Center services in the St. Cloud area may schedule telehealth appointments with the Anoka Vet Center or learn about interim services in the community by calling 763-503-2220. And I would bet there's information on the Veterans Linkage Line about these Vet Centers.
And I bet you would have that information for
us.
You
left it out for me. You're so nice. That's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse, garden level, as you like to call it.
Yes.
And
snow on the garden here in the last couple of days.
Yeah. What do we get, about a half inch, quarter inch?
Maybe quarter inch, something like that. A little moisture anyway. That's good.
Yep. You can reach us by phone at 598-3445. And I'll say again that our office will be closed Tuesday, tomorrow, and Thursday of this week. So, okay. But otherwise, make sure I'm around, call ahead before stopping by and give me a call at 598-3445.
All right. Sounds good. Well, appreciate the information there, Josh. You have a great week. We'll talk to you again next
Monday.
You do
the same. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.